with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And, of course, you know, Ricky, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these sponsors.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Heitmanville and Groves, and, of course, Coca-Cola.
And, of course, we encourage call-ins. Of course, the call-in number, 367-1240. You can also listen to us online at on Kane Radio. Of course, you've got an iPhone or Android or whatever the case may be, a computer, www.kane1240.com. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, and we're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next door to the infamous Victor's Cafeteria. And, you know, they were closed yesterday.
I was fixing to ask you about that, Tony. Did they eventually open up, Mr. Lee?
No? Not at all.
They were closed all day yesterday?
Miss Catherine came by to check on things, and she put a sign on the door.
Okay.
Closed today, and we will reopen on tomorrow, which is today.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
so I guess it was some of their workers from way outside the and having worrying about them driving in the rain and not knowing if it was get worse or better, so they just said,
That's strange.
City's closed.
Not to see Victor's open. That was strange.
Well, I drove by. I was going to get me some biscuits.
I mean, there were no cars out there in the parking lot other than a handful, one or two, three cars. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you're right, Tony.
Anyway, of course, meanwhile, freshwater, saltwater fishing, as always, you know, at the end of the month, don't forget to renew your fishing licenses, people, June 30th. So, anyway, Rick, excuse me, what's going on in the world of freshwater fishing?
Well, Tony, in the last couple of days, it's been kind of tough. I haven't really talked to anyone. We went to the landing yesterday, and they hardly had any trucks there. The day before, they had two trucks, and it's just going to be slow. We had our last week we had our sixth hog fight. The seventh's coming up. And next Wednesday we'll have our number seven, and it's going to be at Marshfield. 5:30 blast off, $40 a boat, three fish all alive, must be 12 inches, at least 12 inches long. And the weigh-in, we start at 5:30. The weigh-in will probably be, I don't know, 8:15, 8:30. We'll see, depending on if the clouds.
Yeah, and the summer equinox, you know, is upon us. So the days now, believe it, are getting shorter.
Yeah. But we went yesterday afternoon and caught a few fish, got out of the wind, and I was surprised that, you know, we did pretty good.
Anyway, you showed me one. You did all right, I guess. Of course, with the saltwater fishing, you know, with the little I don't know if you call it a storm, I guess, or just a lot of wind and water. It's going to drive a lot of salt water in. Now, how much of the fresh water is going to drain off?
Yeah.
But the salinity in the water should be pretty good. The fishing should be for the rodeo, knock on wood, if you can hear me.
Yeah.
Should be pretty good for the Berry Rod Gun Club Fishing Rodeo. And I don't know if we're going to hear maybe from a representative this morning.
Yeah,
I know
Chad may call in.
Brock, you know, they occasionally might want to call in. I appreciate they calling in last week. Of course, Iberia Rod and Gun Club, I believe it's the 64th annual saltwater fishing rodeo out at Quintana Landing, which is going to be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, which is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're going to take off on the 4th to allow fishermen to be with their families, and which is a good deal.
Wash the boat and clean the fish.
That's right. And, of course, with the Iberia Rod and Gun Club Fishing Rodeo, I think it goes all the way back to 1952 when they started this off. And it's just been, you know, they do a lot for the community. People don't realize that, how they – you know, their organization contributes to the Boys and Girls Clubs, the Girl Scout troops, Take a Kid Fishing Tournaments, American Cancer Society, and there are other organizations they are committed to. So hats off to them. And, you know, if you want to become a member, just go to their website at Iberia Rod and Gun Club, and individuals, families, corporate member. It's just a great place. They're always involved with the community, that group. So, and they've been around a long time, Ricky. So,
yeah, they do a lot of good, Tony. You're right.
They really do. And they got their big rodeo out there on the 4th of July, I say weekend, even though the 4th of July this year is on a Tuesday. And
I got a feeling they'll do well, Tony, because of the way it fell. You know, it's a weekend plus, you know, with the 4th tagging on to it. So.
Yeah, and, you know, for kids to fish, it's $5.
$5.
$5. Not only that, if you catch a fish and weigh it, you got an opportunity to win a lifetime fishing license. And not only that, but
if you show up, you get a tackle box and a rod and reel.
That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Man, I agree. That is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's for a young person. So you people listening out there, just bring your kids out there. They show up, they get a rod, a reel, and a tackle box. And if they catch a fish, of course, you got to put up $5 now.
Right.
That's not going to break you.
No.
you know, and if they catch a fish, they've got an opportunity to win a lifetime fishing license, yeah. Which is, I think they give out two, somewhere
in
that vicinity. So, also, if you want to get involved in the tournament, I think it's a $25 fee for an inside division. Offshore is $55. Don't know if they still have diving. They do have kayaking. It's $25. The inside Calcutta, well, that's something they're going to do, an offshore Calcutta, boat captains and all that. So, I think the supper is next Tuesday
night,
which is the 27th out in Lydia, I do believe.
Yeah, so, I think you're right.
I'm trying to remember where the Calcutta is going to be held. Yeah. It escapes me right now. But I'm sure if you go to their website, you can find it. And they're also on Facebook. They do just a great job in our area with all the
things. Tony, you remember where they meet at? Is it right there on Jefferson Terrace or is it in Lydia?
I want to say it's in Lydia.
Okay.
In Lydia. Well, I want to say, does Lydia have a volunteer fire department? Maybe they meet out there
The Lydia Fire Station, don't they?
Yeah, that's where I think maybe they meet. I could be wrong. I don't think – does Lydia have a VFW building? I think they do. But anyway, but they're going to be out there.
Listening, Chad, and call
yeah,
in.
If y'all listening, yep. call in. And but the, I think that supper's Tuesday evening around 6, 7 o'clock. So get on out there and boat captains and all. So looks like they're going to have a pretty good year. Hopefully the fishing will be nice while the salinity in the water.
Hopefully good weather.
That's right. So, and you know, the specs still spawning. Hopefully there will be some nice specs coming in the fall. So we'll see how that all works out in next fall, too, for that matter. So interesting and to see and all. So as we say, the Iberia Rod and Gun Club Fishing Rodeo, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I think the scales close at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock on Monday. So, interesting. Anyway, an exclusive public hunting area is going to be open for teal season. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries now accepting applications for a series of lotteries it will hold to hunt on selected dates during the 16-day special season. Excuse me. Applicants may be 18 or older. Submit a completed app along with $5 check or money order to the department by July 25th. Successful applicants will be notified and they must submit an additional check for $250. Each successful applicant may bring one guest and all hunters must be properly licensed. And those dates are going to be in September, I think, 15th through the 30th or some odd days in there. So if you want to go to applications are available online, of course, at Louisiana Wildlife and of Louisiana. So you can pull that up and take a look at it. And basically, they're going to be fishing on White Lake, a wildlife management area, and that features 53,000 acres. And if you've ever been out in that area, it's gorgeous country, too.
White Lake, yeah.
Yeah, out there off of Highway Louisiana 82 out in that area. So, anyway, out in Vermilion Parish. So the property was hunted by all company executives and their guests until BP donated the land in 2002. And I know I've talked to people that have been out there on a hunt, and it's unbelievable. It's really nice. So yeah. What more can you say? Also, Red Snapper, man, Ricky, I don't even know what the rules are anymore. Yeah. I mean, it's changed so much, up, down, sideways, backwards.
Yep. And then it'll change again.
That's what I'm afraid of. So I'm afraid even to tell people what I think is what's going on. But I know they're going to have a 39-day Red Snapper season, basically on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's going to be extended for
two holidays, right?
That's right. That's right. For the July 4th, you'll be able to fish Monday and Tuesday,
and
the 3rd
Labor
and 4th.
Day, I think,
and Labor Day, the 4th, which is the Monday. So,
And
so you people that want to get your red snapper in, now's your chance to get out there and hunt. I mean, hunt your red snapper down out there. But, of course, they say if they feel that they're catch, how they gauge.
Yeah,
you know, because not all these fishermen tell you what they're catching on.
No. And then, Tony, the quota, the way they do the survey, I told you that a while back. I watched a show. Some of the reefs, they don't even count. So that's fish that's there. If somebody's fishing them or not fishing them, those fish are not being accounted for.
Yeah,
you know, so I don't know how they do that.
You know, I guess the recreational fishermen were just complaining about the 3 days, the whole 3 days
June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yeah. I agree with you, Ricky. I mean,
if you got a $100,000 boat and it costs you, say, $3,000 to fill it up, you, me, and Mr. Lee, you know, and a couple other guys, I mean, that's a good little bit of change, you know?
Oh, you're preaching to the choir right now, and basically. So the charter boats have a 49-day season. Commercial fishermen, of course, they got 365 days. And, of course, the recreational fishermen, anyway, this is what I have, and I think this is the latest, but in a special meeting which was held Monday, the Louisiana Wildlife Fisheries Commission voted to suspend the state's seven-day-a-week recreational red snapper season in state waters in favor of an all-waters out to 200 miles Friday through Sunday recreational season. So this new season means Monday through Thursday catches are banned in state waters. They also posted where the new red snapper season's dates for the private recreational anglers. The season began, you know, last Friday, and its first weekend ended last Sunday, with subsequent dates starting in, you know, basically Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way through to September 4th, which is a Monday. They'll allow you to fish Labor Day, and they'll allow you to fish July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and, July 4th weekend, yeah. Which July 4th is a, basically, so it'd be June 30th. I believe June 30th through July 4th, which is a 5-day period. So you got a big boat, you want to step out there in the water.
You
and
have some people go out. You
will. Yeah. So, and the commission also agreed to allow Louisiana, the Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Jack Montusay, or SET, to close state waters if the Louisiana self-imposed 14% of the total Gulf-wide recreational catch, which is Louisiana's historic annual take, occurs before September 4th. So they're putting some disclaimers on it. So mm-hmm. You got to be just aware of it. And a declaration could curtail any hopes of a fall season in the state waters. And the commission further stated if the catch limit is not met by September 4th, there could be a fall red snapper season in the state waters until the catch limit is met. So we'll see what's going to shake and all that. So anyway, we're going to take our first break here in the morning. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240, the Fishing and Hunting Show.
Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun. Where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really La.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
This is Harry for Electrical Innovators. We are your answer for generators this hurricane season. So we are giving away a generator valued at over $1,000.
Harry, have you lost your mind? You're giving away a generator valued at over $1,000?
That's right. And it's easy and free to register. Just come to 939 James Street in New Iberia.
That's amazing. And all I have to do is go to Electrical Innovators to register?
Right. Again, Electrical Innovators is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 337-606-9802.
So go see Harry and register for free to win a new generator for this hurricane season.
Electrical Innovator, family-owned and trusted service for generators and electric motors for over 30 years.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received 2 truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
Your super summer starts now at Arsenal Ford. The 2017 F-150 Super Crew FX4 with V8 38872. Plus, first responders get another 1,000. That's 37872 at the all-new Arsenal Ford.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
There's something special about Acadiana. For the people we serve, we are committed to giving our clients the best legal representation, the kind of representation you deserve. At Hike Menvel & Grubbs, we provide the highest quality of honesty, integrity, and service to our community. Hike Menvel & Grubbs. Working hard to protect your rights.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Doyle's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month thanks to energy-efficient technology that can help lower your utility bill. For a limited time, save up to $1,700 in Carrier factory rebates and tax credits when you buy a new system from Doyle's Heating and Cooling. Hurry, offer ends soon. Turn to the experts at Doyle's Heating and Cooling today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6826.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Tesh Matters, weekdays on Kane Radio, AM 1240, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show. If it matters to you, it matters to Jeff.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing,
instead of staying at his mechanic shop and taking care of business.
Look out. Anyway, yep. Welcome back to the Kane Radio AM 1240 Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins and Lee Kay. And the Wildlife and Fisheries announced the inshore shrimp season closure. Yeah, that's right for you shrimpers. When the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries biologists made recommendations about the 2017 spring inshore shrimp season, they warned it might be a short one. The same warm, dry weather that benefited the brown shrimp would also help the white shrimp to grow quickly. And when the juvenile white shrimp start to showing up in the shrimpers' catch, it's time to close the season to protect the fall crop. And that's what biologists said. It appears their predictions are coming true. The department announced shrimping inside the waters would close Friday. That's today at 6 p.m. in Zone 2, which includes Barataria, Terrebonne estuaries, where more than 80% of the Louisiana brown shrimp crop is harvested annually. And that area also includes all waters from South Pass, that's the Mississippi River, yeah, to freshwater bayous. So encompasses our area, yeah. And it's last year the season opened August 15th. That was for the shrimping season in the southeast Louisiana, and a week later in southwest Louisiana. So basically, you people from freshwater bayou all the way to the Mississippi River, it's closed. Effective at 6 o'clock this evening.
This afternoon.
That's right. So if you want to get in that last net casting,
Tony,
hauling.
You and Mr. Lee might be able to answer this question for me. Which tastes better, the brown or the white?
Ooh, I'd rather the white.
The shrimp? Yeah. Or does it make a difference, Lee?
I'd have to do a side by side comparison, Rick, because I don't even know most of the time when I get fish, it's, you know, peeled in a meal.
You know, right. The brown's good for gumbos and also for.
I'd imagine maybe the white has a more delicate taste to it.
Okay. But it's.
I just thought about that.
It's just me. It seemed like the white shrimp are bigger.
Okay.
I don't know why. I could be wrong about that.
You know, but size doesn't always indicate the best flavor, and it could be tougher,
either.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not denying that either. But I think of that big white shrimp and them big shrimp cocktails, yep. You know? You get four or five big shrimp.
I just thought about it.
Hush your mouth now.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're making me hungry.
But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries announced the spring inshore shrimp season from Mississippi River to Freshwater Bayou Canal will be closed at 6 this evening. State waters east and west of those locations remain open. I don't know. Too many people are going to fish shrimp east of the Mississippi River anyway.
Right.
Louisiana Wildlife Fisheries also announced the closure of the commercial season on the greater Amjack, closed in the state and federal waters Tuesday after federal managers determined that commercials had taken their allotment of only 400,000 pounds from the Gulf of Mexico. So for you people that fish Amberjack, which is a good fish to eat, you know, today's Friday. All you good Catholics, don't eat meat on Friday. So, anyway.
So, is the season that good, Tony, or you don't really know?
Which season?
Shrimping season.
The white shrimp's going to open up sometime in August. Usually it's around the middle of August, end of August. So, brown shrimp, 6 p.m. this evening, out of here. So, and you know, you see those guys selling shrimp on the side of the road every once in a while.
Yeah.
So, I guess they still have access to shrimp, but come. come maybe next week, they might not do it.
The
fact
you think
they can't
that affects
catch
the price, maybe?
It's supply and demand always going to do that price, Rick. Yep. And it's going to come into facts. But just like when they put the hiatus on the crabs in February.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's going to drive up
the
price.
Did they shoot up a lot?
Not much. Because I went to
$5 a dozen, maybe, something like that.
An establishment in the area, and I've had the lump white crab meat sautéed, and it's still pretty good, you know. So, and I didn't notice the price. Of course, they started to get smart.
Now, do you get that in a dinner, or is it a dozen, or how do they do that?
I get that. I get mine in just a little bowl, and I get it as an entree.
Okay.
And it's enough food. Get you a salad, and that's enough to eat.
And that'll run you what, about how much?
Oh, $25-$30.
Yeah.
With your drink and all, and it's filling. It's pretty rich. So.
Yeah, it's rich.
You got to be careful, especially with all that butter.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, fishing report. You know, Ricky, with all the muddy rivers and it affects the freshwater and the saltwater alike. And you have to admit that. You know, if you've driven on the interstate lately, you can see how the river.
Yeah.
Everything's high, especially on I-10. You know. What's the basin right now, Rick? Any idea?
The basin
16,
is right, 15? No, it's right around 15, and it's falling. It's projected to be 12 foot Monday.
Now, what about all this push with rain and water emptying? Will that kind of hold it?
We didn't really get a lot of rain.
You got bands, you know.
Yeah. So I don't think that affects it too much, because when they pull the plug on the basin, or when the basin starts falling, usually she comes down pretty quick.
Well, you know, with reports that the fresh water was running over the salt water and the speckled trout continued to hold in the deeper water, with this little storm pushing all the salinity, all the salt water in it.
They're going to move some.
It could affect some of the, because, you know, the speckled trout and the redfish and all, they like that salt water, you know. So hopefully that can help out with the fishermen for these rodeos coming up. And
Tony, in the last 3 or 4 days, what we had? 2.5, maybe?
I don't know. Ask our meteorologist here and see what he might
What's
say.
The question?
How many inches you think we had in the last couple of days?
We had an inch .36 from yesterday, and then before that, I'll have to go back and check to see
But we had probably 2 to 3 inches over the last
3 inches, 3 to 4 inches. Yeah. It wasn't as bad as some spots. And as what maybe we were anticipating.
And we're going to have more rain later on today?
Yeah, but not like yesterday or day before. Only maybe up to a quarter of an inch.
And when will we see the sun again?
This afternoon. It's going to be on and off. It's not going to be just like the rain's going to come, and then that's over with. It'll be like a shower here, shower there.
Partly
and
sunny.
Then we got a cold front coming through tomorrow
front.
And Sunday.
Yeah,
it'll stall at the coast, gin up some more rain, and then later in the week next, it'll be more pop-up afternoon shower types.
Now, when you say cold front, with temperatures in the 60s at night?
It's not going to bring the temperature down, but it's a front. You can see the blue line moving down, and it brings the north wind. It dries up the humidity, but it doesn't have that much strength, so it just gets all washed in with the Gulf, and it churns up those showers, and then it's gone.
It backs up.
But technically, it's either a warm front or a cold front. There's no cool front or tepid front. There's only two kinds, hot and cold.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
So hot or cold? No cool.
And you know, depending on the time of year, it'll not change the temperature much, or it'll bring it down back into the instead of like last night, we were in the 80s.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night or Sunday night, we'll be back down to right about 69 or 68.
Well, anyway, they don't use like highs or lows anymore. You know, the lows being the cold fronts.
Yeah, they do. And it's also called a high pressure system or a cold front.
That's what I always thought with the variance in the temperatures. Of course, meteorology was something I didn't partake into in any of my studies.
Kind of like Bob Dylan said, if you want to know which way the wind's blowing, just stick your head out the window.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Cindy will lead to speckled trout boom. That's what a guide says. Southwest Louisiana guide watched the water rise. Yeah, to 3 inches over his dock Wednesday morning, smiled the whole time. Something similar to happen in 2015 with an early Gulf of Mexico system named Tropical Storm Bill, and it led to a speckled trout fishing boom in the fall of 2016. And he's expecting Cindy to deliver similar results in the autumn of 2018. And I mentioned that a little bit earlier, and it's all because of the strong east wind, storm surges bring the salt water closer inland, and the speckled trout need the salinities of at least 15 parts per thousand to spawn successfully. In lower salinity conditions, their eggs sink to the bottom and are covered by silt or gobbled up by predators. And all throughout the remainder of 2015, the first half of 2016, News predicted in seminars and stories a good fall run of speckled trout in lakes and bayous as a result, and that forecast largely came true. Every day, speckled trout are spawning in those saltier waters, and the eggs are floating inland in the slow salinity marshes where they thrive and grow quickly. Still, it takes some time for them to reach harvestable sizes. And if the trout are born, say, on July 4th, and that's what the guide's saying, which is around the corner, then July 4th of next year, they'll be 12 inches on the average, she said. So they'll be even bigger when the fall gets here and the fishing will be and the fish will be catching. Saltwater being denser will lower in the water column and spout spawn near the bottom. And he said, and the forecast gives anglers something to look forward to, and they won't exactly be licking their wounds until then. When Cindy moves on, the fishing should be pretty good, which,
that makes sense.
We kind of all agree. This guy's been pretty successful, so I kind of pick on him every once in a while. And he said the water will definitely fall out. It may be dirty a little bit, but I would imagine it's fairly clean water in the marsh because the marsh filters it.
That's right.
Catching redfish will be easy, and I would think the trout fishing will be a little difficult until the water cleans up. The guide also said the telemetry study conducted on speckled trout in the Calcasieu Lake more than a decade ago showed the fish retreated to the ship canal that bisects the lake whenever the severe weather moved in. He expects many area speckled trout to have done the same thing. And when we have bad weather, I want trout, and I go to deep water, he said, and you need a wintertime attitude. He said he's glad Cindy was just a glancing bro and that the region escaped mostly unscathed. And as an owner of Waterfront Lodge, he knows how devastating severe tropical storms can be. But he admits being a little giddy right now. I think the fishing is on the upswing. And he said, I'll take one of these systems every year. So makes a lot of sense in that regard. And I see we have a guest here that walks into the door, a patron next door. So maybe you can go get Lee Biscuits or something, man. Yep. Anyway, Ricky, makes a lot of sense in that regard. So we'll see how that all takes place. So
we should.
Anyway, the summer solstice, you know, I mentioned that a little bit earlier, sleeping later, you know, if you hate getting up early to go fishing, you know, your chances are much better than if the sun gets high in the sky, you should celebrate today. From here on out, the sunrise will get later each day in the time, till the time change in November. And I know you'd like to get up, but you're more of a more of an evening fisherman or a morning fisherman?
Both, Tony, both.
You regulate yourself in that?
Watch the weather. Like yesterday, we didn't get out there probably till like 2, 2.30ish, you know.
Okay. The wind was still blowing a little bit.
Oh Lord, blowing. Whew. Yeah.
So you just had to find your little cubby areas and all. So anyway, the summer solstice means this past Tuesday will feature the longest period of daylight of the year. Although the tropical system in the Gulf, you know, will squelch most of it. Here on out, the region will see less sunlight each day until the winter solstice. And so, if Tuesday is the longest day of the year, why are July and August historically hotter months? Well, according to almanac.com, it's because the land, water, and air continue to absorb the heat energy and, to a degree, store it at the summer solstice. It's interesting, folks. The northern hemisphere receives the most energy from the sun due to the angle of the sunlight and the day length. However, the land and oceans are still relatively cool due to the spring temperatures, so the maximum heat effect on air temperature is not just felt yet. The average high temperatures in the June at the airport is 90 degrees, but 91 degrees in both July and August. The summer solstice is most often June 21st, but it also can occur on the 20th or 22nd, depending on the recent leap year occurred. So angle of the sun comes into play a lot in that regard, so we'll see how that ticks out. We're going to take our next break here this morning. You listen to Kane Radio AM 1240, the Hunting and Fishing Show. We'll be right back after this.
Shrimp boats is a-coming, their sails are in sight. Shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight. Shrimp boats is a-coming, their sails are in sight. Shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
Shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
They go to sea with the evening tide, and their women folk wave their goodbye. While the losing
Shrimp boats is a coming, there's dancing tonight.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a coming, there's dancing tonight.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Sweet as Louisiana Pure Cane Sugar. We're Cane Radio, AM 1240.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received 2 truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
Your super summer starts now at Arsenal Ford. The 2017 F-150 Supercrew FX4 with V8 38872. Plus, first responders get another 1,000. That's 37872 at the all-new Arsenal Ford.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike Menvale & Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike Menvale & Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike Menvale & Grubbs. Working hard to protect your rights.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Doyle's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month thanks to energy-efficient technology that can help lower your utility bill. For a limited time, save up to $1,700 in Carrier factory rebates and tax credits when you buy a new system from Doyle's Heating and Cooling. Hurry, offer ends soon. Turn to the experts at Doyle's Heating and Cooling today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6826.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Go feeling a little down, you just go fishing and jump in the lake.
That's right, Lee. Yeah, right on. Cool off.
Welcome back to Cane Radio's AM 1240 Fishing and Hunting Show. And Ricky, with all the turbulent weather we've had, I know you've hit the water a few times. What can we expect this weekend for the freshwater people?
Well, the lake should be starting to drain, Tony. I know they was catching a few brim in Sandy Cove, so that'll be turning on. And if you can find a drain in the lake, they've been catching catfish. I forgot about that. A lot of nice catfish, between 2 to 3 pounds, some under a popping cork, fish about 3 foot deep. They've been doing really well take a half a shrimp or catch you a small brim and use some cut bait. That's working really good.
Now, I don't think the barometric pressure got as low as maybe they were thinking, but
no.
I know that affects the oxygen in the water and you know, we've seen that over the years with Andrew was the case where it came to light with the oxygen being pulled out of the water and the fish just dying left and right. I mean, you could have walked across water with all the dead fish on the water.
Yeah, when you turn up the water that much, Tony, I mean, we had like 120 mile an hour winds. That's a lot. Yeah. That's strong.
Yeah, and I don't think I don't know if local meteorologist.
2975 yesterday, more or less.
And that's the water in inches?
And that's the barometric pressure.
Yeah. Okay. And 49. Then with regard, what were the top? Where the winds top out here, Lee? Can you recall?
Strongest.
Yesterday, we had a gust of 25, 31.
That's all?
About 36. I see 36.
They were anticipating anywhere from 40 to 60, I thought, at that time.
That's right.
No, you're talking knots or miles per?
Oh, you got me now.
Okay. You're talking about onshore or offshore?
You got me again. Yeah. So I just thought the winds were going to be 40 to 60. Of course, that might have been further west of us, closer to it was no center.
It wasn't as bad
storm.
As they thought it would be.
Right.
Right, yeah. So the storm, a lot of rain, a lot of wind.
But, you know, if you don't err on the magnitude side, then people say, well, why didn't you tell me it was going to be that strong? I would have gone out there and tied it down.
Yeah. Well,
so we are telling you, and so now you're complaining because it wasn't strong enough.
Right.
You know,
anyway, but I know at Sipmore Point, the water was chest deep out there at the park.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little surge. Mm. I didn't think we'd have that big of a surge out there.
3 foot.
Lafayette, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, they did have a gust of 46 in Lafayette.
Oh, wow.
Out of the south, sustained. They were having sustained winds of 29 during the 9 o'clock hour in Lafayette. So, like you say, Rick, a lot of that stuff was more to the west of us.
Yeah, well, that's basically where the storm came in, somewhere near Johnson Bayou up in that area, Cameron Parish.
Lake Charles.
Yeah. So, and now it's somewhere 150 miles. Yeah, anyway. So it's over with. It's gone. So we'll see how that all comes to fruition. But anyway. Meanwhile, an interesting story. I always like to throw in a little something here at the end of the show. A Slidell angler catches a crappie bass on a one cast with a single hook. And angler Lee Hillman, no relation to David Copperfield, I don't know how that got an article, but on a fishing trip last weekend, he pulled off a magic trick, and he was fishing with a buddy on a 20-acre pond hoping to catch some bass and a crappie. And he accomplished both in one cast. They were fishing around some bush piles when they on the pond, and they're using some cane sticks out to mark this one particular brush pile. He threw the cork out there and reached down to pick up his bass pole. When he looked back up, the cork was under. He set the hook, and the line got wrapped around a couple of pieces of that cane. Not wanting to lose the fish, he trolled over to the brush pile and reached his hand in the water to free the wrapped line. And when he succeeded, the fish swam toward the middle of the lake. He felt, oh, I got him now. And he reeled him in, flipped it in the boat. There was a bass on there, too. He thought he must have tangled it with his buddy's line. But the close examination, he saw his own monofilament. And the line went through the jaw of the crappie. And the hook was right outside the bass's lip where he was assuming it happened. So amazing that he catches a bass and a crappie on the same hook.
I think we got Ruby on the line, yo.
We got,
okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. You're on the line with Kane Radio AM Hunting and Fishing Show.
Ricky, I need to go get that bass that you threw back yesterday.
Yeah. It won't have no lipstick on it, though. I gave him, gave her a kiss and just threw her back.
How big was that, Rick?
9'4".
Hello.
9'4"?
Yeah, 9'4". 9 pounds, 4 ounces. Yes, ma'am.
And he threw it back, too. Yeah. So no fish fry this today. You could have fed. How many people you could have fed on that bass?
Oh, four or five at least. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, good for you, though, throwing it back.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. That takes some doing.
So what's happening, Ruby?
Grow a little bit bigger.
Oh, yeah. She'll get bigger. I wish she'd have had eggs. She'd have been 11 pounds. Oh, yeah.
All right, Nick.
Thank you for calling in, Miss Ruby.
Have a good one, Ruby.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, I want to let you know that, of course, the Iberia Rod and Gun Club Fishing Rodeo, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd out at Quintana Landing. If you want to sign up, I think it's $30. Kids, $5. And yep. I want to reiterate this all day, and I know we always want to perpetuate the young people in fishing. If you're a young person and you just show up out there, they're going to give you a rod and reel and a tackle box. So for you grandparents, you want to get your kids involved in fishing, they just got to show up. You got a rod, reel, and a tackle box. Yep. Now, granted, I don't know the value of the rod and reel and tackle box, but any rod and reel and a tackle, a rod and reel, I was lucky to have a cane pole with a string and a hook on the end.
That's right.
When we were kids.
More than $5 for sure.
Oh, sure.
Then if you catch a fish, and if you get your name in it to win a free lifetime fishing license.
An opportunity to win a lifetime fishing license.
Not bad.
$5 to children under 16.
Yep.
So if you got to catch a fish, though.
Right.
So maybe grandpa or grandma or aunt and uncle or mom and dad can help you in that regard. But catch a fish, and you get on in. So, man, what a deal. What a deal. So what more can we say in that regard? So in the meantime, in that rodeo, it's $30, I think, for I had those. What are those numbers I had here in my notes here? Yeah, let's see. Unless they change some of those prices, junior divisions $5. That's kids. Inside division $25. Offshore $55. Kayak $25. And then of course boat captains. There's another price. I got the Calcutta, and of course it's basically the scale times will be Saturday 3 to 6, Sunday 3 to 6, and then Monday going to be I think. I don't know if it was to 1 or 2 o'clock that afternoon when they're going to shut them down. They got entertainment, so if you're not a fisherman, they have entertainment. They have beverages and food.
It's a good weekend.
So, yeah, it's a good time to go on out there, and they got big fam, so it's not that hot. It's covered. They got a big pavilion now that,
it's nice.
That was constructed. So it's all pretty nice out there. So try to get on out there for the Iberia Rod and Gun Club 64th Annual Fishing Rodeo. Tides for the weekend. Today, Friday, the 23rd of June already. The sun rose in Weeks Vermilion Bay at 6:08, and it's going to set at 8:12. The high and low tide chart. The first low tide was at 12:07 this morning. The next low tide is going to be at 1:30 this afternoon. The first high tide, it just happened at 7:31 this morning, and the next high tide will be at 3:55. 14 hours, 4 minutes of sun. Tomorrow, the 24th, sun's going to rise at 6:09, set at 8:12, high and low tide chart. First low tide will be at 12:55 a.m., next low tide at 2:20 in the afternoon. First high tide will be at 8:22 in the morning, and the next high tide is going to be at 4:42, 13 hours and 3 minutes of sun. As you can see, we're losing a whole minute. Next Sunday, the 25th, sun's going to rise in Weeks Vermilion Bay at 6:09 and set at 8:12, the high and low tide chart. It'll be at 1:45 will be the first low tide. The next low tide at 3:14 in the afternoon. First high tide will be at 9:12 in the morning. That's Sunday the 25th. And the next high tide at 5:34 in the evening. We'll have 14 hours and 3 minutes of sun. And remember, for you shrimpers, it closes today at 6 p.m. Yep. So don't get caught with your nets in the water, as walleye and fishery people will be out there looking around to try to find out if anybody is trying to cheat a little bit. Yep. So with that, Ricky, of course, we wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for these fine people.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Hikemanville and Grubbs, and, of course, Coca-Cola.
And, of course, our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.
And have a safe weekend. We'll be back here next Friday with a little more information, and get ready for that Iberia Rod and Gun Club hunting and fishing rodeo. So stay tuned and stay safe.
Sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.